ultimately a murder, leaves a part of that and that person behind that then haunts that area. Demons are much more prevalent. They are the dead souls of the entities that were here on the planet before the first flood and the second flood. Right. So they are disembodied spirits. They originally were in a body, so they are obsessed with having a body again, whereas fallen angels are not obsessed with being a body. They actually have their own spirit body that they've always had, and they cannot possess people. They can only influence people and manipulate them. But they, the diabolicals, also known as fallen angels, are the parents of the demonics. They are their directors, the archons of the planet, you could say, which archon meaning ruler.
Right.
Bible says the whole world lies in the power of the wicked one, and the demons follow orders from their fallen angel parents. So, you know, these entities are very powerful, and they have very many different means to affect you in your life. And once you get into the middle of this, it becomes clearly known to all of them, and they will make sure that you know that they know who you are. So it's very important to protect yourself and to get all the information that you can when you are dealing with this field.
What question or two questions for you guys to throw out there. One, the easiest would be, can you explain to everybody about not mentioning the demonic names and why? And two, how is it explained to people about how the demons will enter somebody's life anonymously, so and they sneak in under the radar where you don't think anything of it, and then how that builds up to them inviting everybody over for a party and going from there?
Okay. The first question about their names. In the spirit world, names are, there's a lot of different theories as to it, but it's ordinarily that your name is the vibrational quality that's attached to you. So it's a calling card or a pager. When you use their name, the way things work in the spirit world is if they choose to, that will call them directly to your side. So people who like to bandy about demonic names, they have to always keep in mind that by even speaking the name, if the demon chooses to, it will then appear right there in their living room or wherever they're talking about it. And actually to talk about it in conversation and mention the name is enough. So that's very important. The names are powerful, and these entities will respond to their name being called. That is why it ordinarily is important in exorcist rituals to find out the name, because that allows you to have more authority over it if you are taking authority over it through Jesus Christ's authority. But as a individual who is just speaking about it, it is always best not to utilize their names. As far as when an entity enters a person's life, demons themselves do not have anywhere remotely near the power of a fallen angel. The fallen angel, obviously, we know from examples in the writings in the Bible and various other writings that fallen angels, when they were actually angels, had the power to kill hundreds of thousands of people, cause massive storms, earthquakes, you name it. So they are very powerful, and even though they are detached from the Holy Spirit of God now that they are on the other side, they still have large amounts of power. But demons themselves need to swarm or infest in order to create a large amount of disturbance. So therefore, they ordinarily, once they find a foothold, say an individual contacts them on a Ouija board and invites little Tommy or Joey into the house. Some entity claims that it's a little boy that got sick one year, 100 years ago, and is now just hanging around to help out or to play. And so they invite that entity to take a larger part in their life. And the entity starts to get more and more active in their life. Sometimes they'll even buy the entity toys and place them in a room for it to play with. Now it starts to get a foothold in the house. Once it gets that foothold, it will then open the door to more like it. And so you'll end up getting what is referred to as the first stage of a demonic manifestation in the house, which is infestation. It goes infestation, oppression, then possession. So in the very beginning, they get their footholds. Then they start to invite their friends in because you've invited them. And you, it doesn't have to be knowingly inviting them. You can invite them in by bringing in an item that you bought at a taken home from a friend or bought at a flea market. There's so many different ways you can give invitation. It's not always just a blanket, yes, I want you to come into my life. But because we're talking about, you know, the paranormal in general, and paranormal investigation is very is becoming a larger and larger thing, there are more and more people that are coming into this field but not doing their homework and not investigating and researching to find out the rules and the best ways to go about it. You know, you guys have been doing this for a long time now. You guys have more experience, and so, you know, and you have good heads on your shoulders. But there's a lot of people that, you know, watch Ghost Hunters or something and pick up a Ouija board and start trying to contact spirits. So through that, not using their heads, not doing their homework, they then have, by doing that, invited an entity to their life, and that entity will go out and find 7 more like it, 10 more, 50 more. They just start to multiply. You get more and more and more, and they all come in the house and they infest. And then eventually the next step is they start to oppress, and when they oppress, they will oppress the weakest person in the family or in that household. A person who may have drug abuse problems, alcoholic problems, anger issues, possibly came from a family where there was emotional and physical abuse. They start on those people first. Then they spread it out. Once they get to that person, they can then start to attack the next person, the next person. Ordinarily, they'll leave 1 or 2 people out of it, though, because they want those people to not experience a single thing so that they can then be used as levers against the weaker people, because there's nothing worse than to be going through a horribly traumatic situation like a demonic infestation and have your significant other or your brother, your sister telling you they don't know what you're talking about and you're completely psychotic. So that is where it goes next. Then they move on, you know, to that stage where they finally go to full oppression, where they're oppressing the whole family. And once it's to that point, they will possess the weakest person. Once the person gets to a place where they are fully open for the demon to come in.
Right. Which, you know, is interesting because I know at least in our case here, that's very similar kind of experiences where it's not necessarily, you know, only affecting, you know, myself or, you know, my father-in-law or, you know, anybody else that's involved. But it's also kind of spreading out with my wife. You know, she'll, every now and then, she'll feel it and go, okay, damn it, knock it off. Or, you know, we've even had my brother-in-law who has come over and, you know, he's absolutely, I mean, no negativity whatsoever. And he's come over and gotten red in the face, and he's like, you know what, you guys are just pissing me off, I've got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's not us. You know, in my head, I'm not obviously not going to say that out loud at that point, but, you know, in my head I'm thinking, nope, it's not us, I promise.
Exactly. Well, and then that's how it works. You know, whatever the situation has been with the members of the household there, the entity is starting to ramp things up now, and it will continue to increase as long as it has a foothold. And that's the important thing that we have to focus on when we're dealing with these cases, is what has happened that has given this demonic entity a foothold in that territory. They're very territorial. Once they feel that they have a right to be there, they will fight tooth and nail to stop you from getting them out. But they will create what sometimes is referred to as a stronghold. They're referred to as demonic strongholds or fortresses. And they will build it up, and they will, you know, pile on more and more demons. And ordinarily, when it gets large enough, there is a diabolical who is directing it, who is behind everything. But they will find some form of purchase that they have, whether it be from an agreement that a person made, or it could be a member.
Or maybe there's a member of the family that has an unhealthy obsession with any demonic subject.
Right.
Yeah, or yeah. Even just drug abuse. You know, the person could be a big area where you run into it is meth addicts that don't sleep for days. That really opens them up, and I've seen individuals in that situation be possessed in moments, not even taking months or years, as sometimes is the case with a person that's stronger, because
right.
When a person has opened themselves up in that way, they're wide open because of the nature of the drug and how it weakens you and weakens your will when you haven't been sleeping for days.
Hallucinogens can also open people up to possession without any of the former steps of infestation or oppression happening.
Definitely. Which, you know, what's the, sorry, Roman, that's, you know, I'm glad that you kind of brought that up, because that, you know, pretty much the situation that happened here, you know, with what we had called you that day and told you about the house with her just going absolutely crazy.
Yes.
You know, I really, after sitting down and talking with her and, you know, sitting face-to-face, you know, completely open, whatever, the next couple of days, it has had absolutely zero effect on her since.
Yeah.
Completely back to normal, and so I'm like, you know what, I'm wondering if maybe all of the stress and things like that definitely were to blame for that real explosion. And you were saying that you had had that on different cases as well, which is why I actually kind of brought that to your attention that night.
Most definitely. You know, the individual, if they are broken down emotionally or stressed out or they haven't been sleeping, that really opens them up. And I have seen demonics jump into a person like a car and jump right out. So therefore, it's really important that we maintain healthy lives. And in the case of all of us, the ones of us that are actively working in this field, whether as paranormal investigators or demonologists, it's really important to maintain your health. That's a personal message for everyone that does this, is that you have to maintain a healthy mental lifestyle, a healthy physical lifestyle. You have to eat right. You have to get plenty of sleep. And you have to be very attentive to your body, because they will sometimes start to affect you, even from a distance, in ways that can lead to long-term health problems.
Well, that and, like, being very careful about who you spend extended periods of time with, because some people can affect you negatively physically also.
Yeah, like
right.
Psychic vampires.
Yeah.
Who
right.
will, you know, drain your energy from you, and that's certainly true.
And that's what's good about when I got in touch with you guys before I got into the first thing. You taught me so much right off the bat that I knew to, you know, bless my house and protect it before I went even near her place. I knew to protect my car so my car doesn't blow up there on the way home. And then I took care of her place. So that way, you know, I made sure I followed all the precautionary things. And one thing that really drives me nuts is, you know, some people that are sitting there, you know, again, then you get the skeptics and, you know, those that personal attacks, you know, oh, gee, you know, now this person wants, you know, is claiming he's this, he's that. It's like, I'm not claiming anything. You know, this has sought me out, and I'm just following through with it. I didn't wake up one day and say, gee, I think I want to be a demonologist today. You know, that's not how it works. You know, you really do have to be prepared. And the more prepared you are, the more confident you are of going into it, that you're going to be safe and good has your back. And I wish more people would really take a time and do it the proper way. And, you know, it just drives me crazy when some people think that they're going to just jump into it because they're putting themselves in danger when they don't do it the right way.
That is so true, David. So true. And you know, you hit it on the nail on the head. I mean, This is a calling. It absolutely is, because what person in their right mind wakes up one day and says, I want to go out and
put myself in danger.
Put myself absolutely yeah. jeopardy and danger, fighting, you know, allowing God to use me as a tool to fight off demons and to, you know, to go into places that no one wants to go. You know, the thing, you know, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. You know, we're called to this, and you know, it's not something that is a choice. It just is a calling. So therefore, you know, once we realize that this is what our calling is, we have to go forward with it. You know, your destiny is not something that is necessarily that can always be changed on your own. If it's something that's meant to be, no matter what direction you go in, you'll still end up going in this direction. So
definitely
so important to get all of the tools and all the knowledge that you need to follow this through. And any individual that is thinking that they want to do this because they've watched something on TV
Constantine. That looks cool.
Yeah. Or Supernatural.
Wait, I like that movie, Constantine, though, Rebecca.
I love that movie, but, you know, some people think Hollywood is, like, fact and stuff.
Yeah, you know, people see that, and, you know, that it makes it look cool to a degree. But there is so much danger involved in it. And a lot of these people who want to get into this are not always called. You know, it's really important to analyze the level of health in their life. And if they are not in a healthy place and they're feeling that they're called to this, it's probably something that they're just, you know, deciding themselves and claiming that they're being directed that way. If you are a healthy person, you have a good relationship with God, you know what side you're on, and you're called to this, you will know, and you will start getting cases, and you will be directed in this area. But some people who are doing it for whatever reason, like
for ego,
arrogance, it's so important to remember that in this area, we don't do anything of our own power. It's all with God's power, and it's all for His glory. So therefore, if a person goes up and says, I'm going to take these things on myself, I'm going to fight them, they're going to answer to me, you make it personal, and they will make it personal, and they will make you wish that you never got into that field. The moment it becomes personal, you're no longer shrouding yourself in the protection of God's authority. You're doing it in your own authority, which, you know, the demon will smash in your face, and they will not hesitate. I've known one particular individual who got really angry at Satan and the demons and called them out, and a demon manifested right in front of him, punched him unconscious, and drug him around the house and tore the house apart. And he hadn't had any demonic activity prior to that. He just one day was so mad because he was having problems in his life with his job and everything, and he challenged them, and they will take you up on that challenge. So it's so important to have the right amount of information, the right kind of knowledge, and the right attitude when you go into this. And if you're in a bad place, you know, you are in a dark place, then it's probably not the field that you should be working on or getting into.
Definitely.
That recent case, like I said, I probably explain it to you, but for everybody else, where I took a solid week of getting prepared for it, and calling all my positive forces to get behind me and circle around me and walk in unison with me, where it felt to me like I describe it as a holy suit of armor, where there was no negative thoughts in my mind whatsoever. I just felt that I had just such love and peace around me that was protecting me that, you know, with everything I had on me, that I could just go in there and take care of this as needed and following the proper steps. And it was more of a peaceful thing than anything bad. And, you know, she's had, great results, and to this day she's doing very well.
Yeah, prayer and wisdom are the essential tools for the battle, you know.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, it is armor. I mean, the Ephesians refers to putting on the whole suit of armor from God, you know, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, you know, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. All these things we are, you know, clothed with and protected. And when God is working through us, There's nothing that can harm us. So that is, you know, and preparing yourself, that is so important, and you did it exactly the right way, David, is, you know, focusing on the betterment and the protection of the other person. There are some people who've gotten into this that focus on their own glorification and not on doing God's will and helping the other person, and that is when they end up getting into trouble. And there have been so many cases that I have dealt with where people end up trying to do that and then needing help to cleanse it from them, because now they've got something that has a vindictive attachment to them, and it's following them around after they went to try to save the day with their own power and authority, which didn't work.
You really can't drill it enough. You know, all three of us here, any other paranormal teams out there, especially Roman and Rebecca, where they've had so much experience behind them with the diabolicals and demonics, really, really like to hash out that if you don't have any experience, or even if you do, I mean, just be really, really very careful with what you're getting yourself into. Make sure you're in the right state of mind. And, you know, if you do have any questions, you know, it's like David, you and I had talked about all week long. Roman and I, you know, we've talked about it all week long. You know, if you're not ready for a demonic case, please, please, please do not be afraid to step out and ask for help. Roman and Rebecca are a great resource for everybody out there. If you do have a demonic case, Roman, what is the best website to get you on if anybody does have any questions?
Our website is www.spectralintelligencesolutions.com. But we have our, you know, all kinds of information on there, prayers for protection. We have the full means to contact us. People can contact us right away through email. Our email is spectralintelligence@gmail.com. And we will return, we'll get right back to them within that day, as soon as we get the email. We also are on Facebook. We have a group page, Spectral Intelligence Solutions, on Facebook. You can certainly look us up on there. There's ways that you can contact us through Facebook. And we will give you, if you email us and give us your phone number, we'll call you back as soon as we get the email. And I understand that these situations are very dire, and so I will not hesitate to get back to you. And if you want me to get back to you in the middle of the night, that's perfectly fine. So, you know, any time that you need us to call you, we're here.
Well, we can't stress enough that when someone has been, you know, playing with fire or dabbling in the occult, and now they're being assaulted and they want it to go away, you know, we can't just come in and wave a magic wand and make all their problems stop. They have to be brutally honest, you know, and tell us what it is they've done, you know, if it was dabbling in the occult that caused these problems. And, you know, we're very understanding, very compassionate people, so they're not going to be ridiculed. But honesty is the, you know, people have to be honest with the paranormal investigators that are trying to help them.
Definitely. Yeah, and I'm glad actually Rebecca brought that up, because that's something that we have been dealing with a lot lately, is we've had quite a few cases come up where the individuals have not been completely honest with us about what they did in their life to bring this into their life. Certainly there are times when you move into a house that has had all kinds of horrible things happen in it, like that house you were telling me about, David, that you and your friends went in when you were 14. Certainly that happens. And when the demons are already there, they will start attacking the people that move in, and these people didn't bring it into their life. However, more than, you know, 40 to 50% of the time, the demons come into their life from one reason or another, whether it be from drugs, from an invitation, from using a Ouija board, from making a friend who is a Luciferian angry and having one sent after them, what have you. There is always ordinarily a reason behind it. And so we need people that we help to be totally honest with us so that we can help them in the way that is going to make this work. There are different approaches for different circumstances, and so we need to know all the pertinent data so that we can assist them in the way that is going to be effective.
Plus, because their privacy is totally protected, we don't divulge any kind of details. And with our background, we've been around a lot of questionable situations, so people can, you know, not hesitate to be open with us. We won't judge them for what they've done in the past.
Well, Roman and Rebecca, we want to thank you guys again for coming in onto the show tonight and you know, giving all this wonderful information. You know, again, we definitely do love having you guys, and you know, for everybody listening tonight, you know, again, they're great support for you. I did post their websites as well as email addresses on the chat room. If you do have any questions, you know, please feel free to contact them. If you feel like you do have a demonic case, please, please, please do not hesitate to get in contact with them. If you can't get a hold of one of us, if you can't get a hold of your nearest paranormal team, they're going to be your greatest resource to go ahead and get that taken care of. So, you know, again, Roman, Rebecca, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
it was our pleasure.
It.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us on the show. It was a really great show, and we are very happy to be able to assist anybody that needs any help. So thank you very much, Caden, and thank you, David. We had a great time on the show, and if you guys would ever like us to be on again, we'd be happy to.
I'm going to keep these guys busy for a long time.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Myself, and then sending everybody else, you know, that comes along that needs help, you know. Yeah, we'll keep you guys busy.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like I said to both of you guys, you know, welcome to the war. You know,
yep.
We're in the middle of this together, and, you know, we'll definitely be working on a lot more things together in the future.